Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Tuesday, everyone. Crab Diving Live streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east, if it isn't that time. Perhaps you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. You get the dog starting already. Or crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of your listening ship etude.
Oh dear God. Okay.
The soup comes in six gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
I see that on this other gauge, and I wonder if it's echoey.
I'll
find out in a second.
Oh, I wonder. Well, I can't imagine soup ever weighing 50 pounds. And that's a lot of soup.
Right.
Think about a 50-pound dumbbell. I mean, that's a lot of weight.
Sure.
But if that's soup, that's crazy. Well, it's dehydrated soup.
Right.
So actually, it's a lot more soup than we're thinking of.
It would create many more pounds of soup, yeah, once it's rehydrated. I don't remember what kind of soup it was. Was it like potato soup or something? Who the fuck knows? Gross.
What I always think about, like,
horrible soup that Jim Baker was slinging at people.
You know, a lot of these horrible hoarders, and if you are, and it's your sickness or whatever, I'm sorry to marginalize you, but I mean, to me, I imagine people buying 50-pound blocks of soup, also having lots of cats, you know? And, like, what happens when the cats break into, like, the powdered mashed potatoes? They're like, look at this litter box.
I thought this was potato soup, but
it's already hydrated.
It seems to contain something else.
But I tell you what, the apocalypse is going to be rough, you know?
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter is the one we check while we're live at CRABDIVING on the Twitter. We also have Instagram and Facebook.
Oh shit.
Pardonnez-moi.
Fucking bless you.
And
did I say the right magic for you so you don't die after you sneeze? God bless you. That's what I'm supposed to say, right, Christians?
I don't know that that's a rule.
I mean, they
anywhere,
say it. Why do I say God bless you? I don't give a shit what God's blessing or not blessing.
I thought, didn't they believe that when you sneezed, your heart stopped or some ridiculous bullshit like that?
Is that the only body function that God blesses? I mean, there's a few other functions out there.
Yeah, he could maybe bless some areas less.
Yeah, God is like, you know what? Right. The sneeze is the only thing I can handle. This is gross.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission and it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. Jeff Bezos appreciates.
Hey, look at my big fucking
the
boat,
purchase.
Motherfucker.
He's got a couple of boats to pay for.
You know, it's I never thought of this problem. You know, the show yesterday we talked about his big dumb sailboat that he bought for $500 million.
Yes.
You know, you really can't land a helicopter on that.
No, that's why he has to have the. That's why he has to have the chaser boat.
What a weird helicopter. What a weird problem to have. It's like, okay, this is a great sailboat. Where does my helicopter go?
Well, obviously you need a second yacht.
And the other yacht contains all his toys.
The probably all the wave runners and the and all the whatever.
He's, aren't a bunch of pirates just going to come take his shit?
Probably a lot of guns are on the chaser boat.
Hell yes. Fuck yes.
What he's going to be sailing off the coast of Somalia sometime soon. You think he's going to take that shit anywhere but Monaco?
Yeah.
Or anywhere else?
Are there pirates there?
No.
Not in Monaco?
I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, maybe occasional, but...
And what's it like when that big, dumb sailboat rolls into your port? God. The whole Jeff Bezos Navy's here, everybody.
400 God. Feet.
Damn, 400 feet. It'd be 400 feet.
Would it fit here in Pensacola?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you'd have to dock it.
It's like one of those big freighters that they have here every once in a while.
They would just dock it and you would... You know, come in on the chopper or the...
Can we fill bags with urine and throw it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think...
I would never do that, by
the way. Well, no, but Jeff, or what's your thing with this? Are you invading places?
No, it's...
It seems like in a navy. It's a navy.
I'll bet it's got like a movie theater. I'll bet it's got everything. A giant gym.
Are you that fucking bored?
It's a 400-foot boat.
Does your house suck? I mean, I bet his house doesn't suck.
It's a small city.
But his house, where he wouldn't be if he wasn't on this boat. Is it nice?
I'll bet it's pretty significant, yeah.
Wow. Gee, so this guy could hang out on his boat, go to his house, go to space. And if you work for him, you can piss in a diaper because you don't have time to take a proper break because... You got to sell tube socks to everybody on the fucking planet so Jeff Bezos can diddle around on his fucking sailboat with a support yacht.
Jeff Bezos has amassed a real estate fortune portfolio worth upward of $500 million.
Yay!
Ranging from properties in Beverly Hills to Seattle to West Texas, Washington, D.C., New York City. He has a home in every climate.
Yay! In West Texas? Were you drunk or something and just bought a house one night? What the fuck are you in West Texas? I've driven through West Texas.
Until his divorce.
What?
In 2019, he was worth $150
billion. Yay!
After his divorce, he was still there despite... giving $36 billion worth of stock to the ex-wife.
Wait a second. Pump the brakes. $500 million boat, but also $500 million total in real estate.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So one boat in the support
ship.
Well,
and he had to give $36 billion to his wife, who was around when he built the empire. So I'm sure she deserves it.
Well, yeah. I mean, what kind of boat is she buying?
And but now, so it was $150 billion.
Yes.
And now, in 2019, before the pandemic, yay. Now he's worth $195 billion.
So he's
it's another one. Remember, we talked about all these billionaires have made crazy coin since the pandemic.
You know, it would have been easier for Jeff Bezos to absorb a loss than a lot of people.
Really?
It's crazy because it's like nobody has any money. And then the pandemic happened and everybody was like, the sensible thing is to stay inside. But then everybody was like, yeah, but nobody has any money. And so how the fuck are we going to do that? And so just everybody went to work. And then all those people lost money and got sick. And Jeff Bezos was like, okay, that's good.
At the height of the pandemic in April 2020, Bezos closed on a $16 million three-bedroom condo. $16 million for a three-bedroom condo on the 20th floor of 212 Fifth Avenue, overlooking Central Park.
Isn't that nice? That's nice. Wow, that's got to be a sweet place. Where do you park your boat, you fuck?
Which is the entire floor of the building.
Of course.
But this is the fifth time he bought... an entire floor in the same building. So he now owns five whole floors.
What do you do with all of that shit?
He has the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And now he's got the 20th.
Oh, good. What about the 20? He has. He doesn't have the 21st. So it's
2021, 22, 23, 24. So they are consecutive.
Oh, it's just Bezos.
He paid bastard. 80 mil for the four other ones.
Oh, yeah. Is that a good deal? Or
in 2019.
Is it a good deal? Does it matter if you do something for a good deal or a bad deal?
Oh, there's pictures. They're nice.
God. Let me see.
But three bedrooms. Three bedrooms. But it's on... there's a gym. No, there's a gym in the building.
Excuse me.
Well, yes.
$80 million, and I bought seven floors. I'm also sharing a gym and getting MERS from my neighbors. Fuck that. I want my own fucking gym. I would demand that. I don't believe he shares a gym. That's wrong.
Oh, he's got the penthouse, which is a 3-story, 5-bedroom, 5.5-bathroom penthouse.
It's Jeff Bezos.
A 2-unit floor beneath it.
Wow. Nothing's enough for this fucking oligarch.
Which he was planning to combine into a single mega condo of over 17,000 square feet.
You insane fuck! What are you doing with all that fucking space?
Oh, the penthouse has an observatory.
Who does it? So he, what? So he can look up into the sky and pick out all the other shit he's going to buy?
Oh, it's Madison Square Park, not...
I like that one. Yeah. That's very nice.
Unit in the building, which overlooks Madison Square Park, has galleried hallways, solid oak and marble floors, and luxury finishes.
Everything's luxury finishes. Well, no fucking shit.
The stately building, built in 1912, offers a fitness center, a yoga studio, a treatment room, a playroom, a game room, a dining and meeting room, a catering kitchen, and a screening room.
It has whatever the fuck I want. I'm Jeff Bezos, bitch. Jesus, guy.
He also has 4 apartments at 25 Central Park Yay. West. So he's on Central Park also.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
He's got a $23 million home in Washington, D.C.'s upscale Colorama neighborhood.
Yes, he has the nicest place on the Colorama, motherfucker. That's probably where Kevin Spacey lived in House of Cards when he was just a senator.
It's really nice. 27,000 square feet.
27,000 square feet. God, you asshole.
10
what
bedrooms.
Jesus.
10 bedrooms, 8 full baths, 6 powder rooms.
Who knows?
And 11 fireplaces.
Hey, dickhead, do you have this many fucking friends? What is it? I don't understand why rich. What is the sickness that rich people have where they're like, I want to live in a hotel. I want an apartment in Manhattan with 10, in DC with 10 fucking bedrooms. Why? Get that money away.
Capitalism, man.
Get a night. God, you're not, I don't think you're taxed enough. I can't name a city that Jeff Bezos doesn't have a $17,000 square foot spread. What city? Does he own a place in Chicago? Does he?
Well, the one in D.C. has a brick exterior with stately Roman columns and balconies, a sweeping lawn with a fountain and a private garden with brick arched walkways.
I bet this motherfucker couldn't find this house if you said, Jeff, let's drive to your D.C. house. Where is it, fuckhead? And I bet you he doesn't fucking know. Do you think he could find this house?
Oh, I guess he needed a guest house, so he bought
what?
The 4,800 square foot shack across the street.
Only 4,800 square feet.
For 5 million.
Well, maybe Jeff Bezos is a giant person and actually needs all this space. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. You bought a 4,800
square feet. That one had 5 full baths, 2 powder rooms, vaulted ceilings, detailed crown molding, carved marble fireplaces, distressed hardwood floors.
Got distressed hardwood. Oh, I want distressed hardwood on
it
this.
It boasts a 700-bottle wine cellar and a roof deck.
Get drunk, you fuck, and then go to the roof.
The home with the brick and limestone exterior also offers a stately dining room, elegant country-style kitchen, walk-in closets, balcony, and covered patio and vaulted skylight.
Oh, yeah, and blowjob doorknobs. That too, right?
Wow.
Gosh, this guy. Damn, it's you know...
But...
Yeah, what's the but?
In a record-shattering deal just before COVID, also, Bezos purchased a $165 million little home from billionaire producer David Geffen in Beverly Hills, California.
People like these days are like, you know what? I could live in a mini house to save a lot of money just by kind of living off the grid and shitting into a particle toilet or whatever, a chemical toilet. You know what I mean? People are like making those decisions.
Stunning.
This fuckstick is like, oh, he needed a guest house. Did he really?
No, I added that.
You made up the 4,800 square foot guest house?
No, I made up the guest house. I don't know why he bought it, but
why did he buy it? He bought
a house across the street.
Because you could?
He had a 10 bedroom house. And that wasn't enough. So he needed to buy the 4 bedroom across the street.
I was assuming
it's a guest house or something. I don't know.
I bet this fuck sometimes has to be reminded. It's like, you can't buy people. I bet he thinks that sometimes. Like, look at that person out there. How much is that guy? I like what he's wearing, and he seems nice. I want to buy him and his clothes.
He could buy me. There's a price.
How much for Pat Vile?
Plummeting as days go by.
He's like, I let you live in this shitty 4,800 square feet guest house in here.
Well, I guess this is a step down from the one in D.C., because this is only 12,000 square feet.
Oh, my God. What a shithole.
In Beverly Hills.
What, tell me about this shithole, then.
Sunset Boulevard reveals distressed wood plank floors, fresco walls, diamond-shaped windows, and hand-carved doors.
Oh, yeah. I want these doors carved by hand. And I want the person who carved it by hand. It was so hard that they broke their fingers and suffered pain.
They're chained to the wall. Downstairs in case there's repairs
these
needed.
These assholes are chained to the wall. And they have to...
Each was made hand-carved by an artisan that we have shackled down in the basement should any repairs be necessary, my lord.
Hand-carve me some more shit, plebe.
The 8-bedroom, 10-bathroom estate.
10 places to take a shit.
Contains a koi pond, a European garden, a lagoon-like pool and spa, waterfalls, a tennis court, a tree-lined cobblestone driveway, and a courtyard with an outdoor fireplace.
You know, I bet if you asked Jeff to check this out.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I think if you asked him, if you said, okay, Jeff, we're going to have a quiz. Which one of your properties has a koi pond? I mean, would he be able to say,
he might know. Which property? Tell.
What's the name and address in any of these addresses? Name and address. How many bathrooms? Do you know? I mean, you at Vile Experience know how many bathrooms there are in the place in which you live, right? That's one. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And it's actually barely there. It's falling off into a sinkhole. But Jeff Bezos, on the other hand, if I said, Jeff, how many bathrooms are in your DC house? Quick, tell me now. He'd be like, 12.
Oh,
he wouldn't fucking know. That's crazy.
Dining room for 12.
Ooh, for 12?
Formal living room with an antique fireplace. Ooh. And indoor-outdoor bar.
Of course.
A game room.
Indoor-outdoor bar.
Den with fireplace. The kitchen has exposed wood ceiling beams, hand-painted tiles.
Holy shit, Jeff.
Apartment.
Imagine if you were outside and you wanted a mint fucking julep and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to walk into the inside bar and demand the slave muddle my drink indoors and then I'll have to take it outdoors. But if I had an outdoor bar, I have slaves out here making drinks for me and I don't have to go out inside when I want to drink when I'm outside.
The owner's suite has vaulted and beam ceilings, dual bathrooms.
Let's take a shit together.
A refreshment area.
Oh, yes.
A fireplace and a wraparound terrace of its own.
All of these places where he lives are gigantic refreshments.
There's also a two-story guest house.
A two-story guest house?
On the property.
Who vacuums this fucking place? How many Roombas do they have? God. Jeff Bezos. He's got this site called Amazon where you go buy shit. Now he's got 18 million homes. He didn't even know. He doesn't know,
there's another one next door that he... That
does he rent any of these to tenants?
Also.
Or is he a landlord?
So he's got 2 full acres.
Oh, yes.
When he added this other place.
Where?
Right next door.
In
Beverly Hills.
God.
Single-story home built in 56... 4,500 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 6 baths. He's got his West Texas... Oh, he's got that ranch.
West Texas.
Well, that's where Blue Origin takes off.
Oh, okay. Okay, I want a ranch.
The 30,000-acre property in the westmost part of Texas is the base for his private space company.
Sure it is.
But he also has He also has a 4-bedroom house there.
Okay. What? Excuse me. Where? Explain. A 4-bedroom house in Texas? What?
Well, what? You know, he probably
what kind
stay
of
there
shit
often.
Hole is this?
Originally built in the 20s, it underwent millions and revelations under a strange bark from the dog. The previous owner.
Yes.
Bezos intended to keep the home mostly as is when he purchased it.
Yay!
It has deer antler chandeliers, oak furniture, historical photos and paintings of the ranch, a barn, and a guest house. Oh, it's probably, you know, a Western fap fantasy.
Yeah, it's 4 bedrooms?
Oh, it says Bezos went to elementary school in Houston.
Okay.
Said he wants his family to have a chance to live on a ranch after he got to stay on his grandfather's 25,000-acre ranch. Oh, I thought he came from nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
His grandfather's 25,000-acre ranch in Cotulla, Texas.
Cotulla, what's that like? Ugh. God, you're living in a 4-bedroom affordable house that someone living in Cotulla, Texas could buy, but you just bought it. So that for that reason you suck. And oh, yeah. and why don't you just drive your boat to this fucking place? Get it.
And he's got a compound, of course, in Seattle.
Where yeah. Got a big compound.
20,600 square foot, 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house.
That's wow. What?
On a 5.3-acre property in a ritzy Seattle suburb.
Yay. Who's Jeff Bezos is my neighbor. He lives right down the street.
Then in 2005, he spent $50 million on a neighboring 8,300 square foot mansion.
Oh, that's nice.
With 5 bedrooms, 4 baths.
Everybody living around Jeff Bezos is like, as soon as I die, he's just going to buy my shit.
The properties have a combined 310 feet of shoreline.
What a fucking vulture. You know what this guy does, Jeff Bezos? He lives in these ritzy neighborhoods and he just waits for people to die. And he swoops in and buys their place. I bet. Jeez.
Oh, so this is like the rich. The Medina Peninsula is accessible from Seattle via the longest floating bridge in the world,
ooh,
spanning 7,700 feet across Lake Washington. The 1.4 square mile city has a golf and country club,
ooh,
founded in 1927, where residents like to not only golf, but swim and play tennis.
Right.
So it's some ritzy private island.
Yeah, yeah. In Seattle.
Off of Seattle. Yeah, a suburb of Seattle.
Some fancy fucking E-bridge you drive across.
A bridge they could pull up when the Browns start rioting.
You know, God, if I'm friends with Bezos or I live next to him, every day I see him in the yard, if I see him out cutting his yard or whatever, walk over and say, Jeff, do you want to buy my place? Anything you want to buy, let me know. I'll sell it to you, you dumb fuck. You know, how much for my house?
Way much time on Bezos' properties, but...
You think he mows the grass?
It's part of the whole deal. I mean, it's this
what?
What's wrong with the world?
Yeah, this is not great.
This capitalism shit that we practice.
There's so many people that are homeless.
Is bullshit.
I mean, what about a law saying if you don't live somewhere, I mean, and you're not letting it out to someone, then like, how does it, I mean, I'm just not a real estate guy, so maybe I don't know. How does it benefit society? For
look
Jeff.
At all the jobs. It makes him happy, Ryan. Look at all the jobs he creates where you can wear a diaper and shit yourself so you can stuff a giant box of maxi pads into a big box to ship off to somebody.
Yeah. How does it work?
Not
if you,
a, you know, I don't
yeah,
know
no, of course.
You need what you need.
Absolutely. But how does it work in
I
your life?
Dog food.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That we just got.
How does it work in your life when you say, okay, I'm tired of living in this giant palatial whacked out estate in this weird wide as fuck island in Seattle. I didn't even know there's an island there. Now I want to live in DC. Okay, so I'm going to go to my DC place. Do I have to go in and take the sheets off the couches and dust? It's like, oh, so dusty. No one's
yes,
been here. Like,
yes.
Why didn't
yes.
drip the
someone,
faucets
someone,
before
see,
you leave?
It's another one of the jobs he creates.
So there's a guy that just lives in his house. And this guy.
These places are big enough that there's probably full staff.
Terrifying.
There's probably staff quarters.
Well, you know what it is? You live in fear every day. Is Bezos coming in? I don't know.
Maybe,
I heard there's
yeah,
a rumor.
I mean,
he might be. Oh.
A dick. I don't know if he's
a
dick.
Is he a dick? I mean, I would think he's a dick to staff. The only reason I say that is he's just so rich.
I don't know that I've ever heard that, but it could be.
Hey, Siri, is Jeff Bezos nice?
You're asking an Apple product.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos is an asshole.
What is it like to work for Jeff Bezos? Well, that's not what I mean. Is Jeff Bezos a nice guy?
Well, but
guy?
That's kind of the same thing.
Well, no. I mean, I would say he's not a nice guy then. All those people at Amazon have to shit in a diaper. I would say no, he is not. He is basically, he basically makes the government subsidize his employees by paying them sub-living wages so they can receive government benefits such as food stamps while working full-time for him. Well,
right. So, like Walmart.
This is somebody, I don't even know who said this. Somebody like named
McDonald's.
Caitlin.
And yeah. All the fast food places. Over at the HuffPo, Judgment Day, it says, for Yay. Minneapolis PD.
Oh, that's right. By the way, this story is up on Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Sneezing some more, excuse me.
God bless you.
Voters in Minneapolis were deciding today whether to replace the city's police department.
Hell yeah!
With a new Department of Public Safety.
That sounds great.
More than a year after George Floyd's death under the knee of a white police officer launched a movement to defund or abolish police across the country.
You know, I'm listening to this story, and the story we did like a week ago, 2 weeks ago about the police in Minneapolis hunting protesters.
Yes.
I think we can do away with the cops there and replace them with something else.
The mayor there is fighting for a second term, facing a herd of opponents attacking him for his leadership in the wake of the George Floyd murder.
Yeah.
He opposes this policing amendment.
Right.
Two of his leading challengers in the field of 17 candidates, Sheila Nizad and Kate Knuth, strongly support the proposal. So they're popular candidates. There's people that say,
yeah,
get rid of these police and let's start over. Department of Public Safety. And they want to base it on social workers. If it's right. A mental health issue, if it's a domestic issue without violence, people are just yelling at each other and yeah. stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, like the thing is, all these poor people are over policed. So if you want less engagement from the police on poor people, then they're going to be engaged with other people. And well,
how about making them less poor? Too,
yeah.
And making their lives easier. Cause right. How many fights are about money in families?
Right.
That,
you know what we
could
do
families.
That would help poor people quit having cops terrorize them. Wow.
Minneapolis voters are also deciding whether to replace the city's unusual weak mayor, strong council system with a more conventional distribution of executive and legislative powers that would give the mayor clearer authority over day-to-day government operations. Apparently, at some point, they took powers away from the mayor, and, right. and the council has, you know, seems to have more power.
A Democratic mayor was elected, and a bunch of Republicans
sure, that's what
fucked
happened.
It all up, dicked it up, fuck it, yeah.
Results are expected tonight. We're all watching, of course, Ooh. Breathlessly what's going on in Virginia. You know, they're even having, they're firing up MSNBC. I think Brian Williams may be trotted out.
Yeah, yeah, because I heard Maddow say last night it's going to be election coverage.
for this off day, this off election.
That's bullshit.
This Virginia election is they're painting it as a bellwether.
Do you think they come to Maddow and they say, listen, Rachel, we're going to have to do election coverage, so your show is going to have a different format. She's like, you know what? This is the last fucking time
well,
I do this
it.
Some dumb fucking
no.
election.
She loves Kornacki. She loves.
You think so?
Yeah.
She, God damn. I'll be like, I'm sharing
out
my.
With Nicole, they're actually fun together with
Are
her.
They?
Nicole.
She doesn't think that's
Nicole
my
Wallace,
hour.
Her...
That's my hour of TV.
No.
Oh, man. That would piss me the fuck off. I'd be like, oh, okay. Damn, I'm the
Maybe
best.
Maybe Hayes gets pissed off, but I don't think.
I'd be like, I'm the best show on cable
he probably
television.
Doesn't either. Nobody probably does.
Oh, Chris Hayes probably. He's like,
Lawrence,
fuck that.
Get
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
100%.
You're preempting me for what?
I'm not sitting on a panel with that Chris Hayes again.
Remember on Fridays when they used to have prisons after
yeah, yeah.
Rachel
that's,
used to go?
That's insulting.
And now, prisons.
You know.
Minneapolis, so that's the headlines there. The mayoral race is a question mark because the city uses ranked choice voting.
Oh.
If no candidate reaches 50% in the first round, the winner will then be determined after a recount Wednesday of the second and potentially third vote choices. So
yay.
We like that. It's
oh
sort
my
of.
God.
It has its issues.
Right.
we need to get away from
because it would just be white people would be elected to everything like it is now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But if the white people cancel each other out,
right,
you could have a popular non-white person.
That'd be neat.
Because of the ranked voting.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right. Congratulations.
Amendment to the city charter about Popo would remove language mandating Minneapolis have a police department. So their city charter, they have to change it from saying we're going to have a police department with a minimum number of officers based on population. It will now be replaced by a new Department of Public Safety that would take a comprehensive public health approach
right.
to the delivery of functions that could include police officers if necessary to fulfill responsibilities for public safety.
Right, if necessary.
How often do the police, they're like, well, you, somebody breaks into your house and starts raping your nana. You're going to want the police there. It's going to take them a minute.
This is going to be the issue, though. It's going to be a problem because the left is going to be, the left of the Democratic Party is going to be right on this. Defund. That's the answer. And all these fucking moderates are going to be like, wait a second. What if we need the cops? Who's going to protect us then? The thing is, if you're a poor person or person of color, they're not protecting you at all.
But
they're torturing you.
You're dealing with people who think JFK Jr. may still be alive. So messaging is everything. And you're dealing even with moderates or independents who are older maybe and they didn't like Trump, they don't like some of the stuff they're doing. but then you say defund the police and those anuses clamp shut like they were 20.
What do they think when they hear defund the police? I think, how would I feel if George Floyd was my brother and I watched them do that? That's how I would defund that shit. And that's how people have to think.
Yes, but you have empathy.
Like you're not a white motherfucker, just for a second.
You possess empathy. We know that these conservatives don't.
That's true. You're dumb fucks.
Outside their little tribe, or what they perceive to be their little tribe until some other segment of their tribe pisses them off.
And you know, it's also... Go look at it. We've been through this. Obama did that audit of Ferguson, Missouri, after the Michael Brown. The cops
wasn't there another
some
one?
Bad shit. I mean,
Baltimore recently just got slapped down. Like, I mean, and Minneapolis, you know, rightfully is taking a look at their police department after one of them is on camera killing a man by kneeling on his neck.
Yeah. I mean, how much more evidence do we need that policing kind of fucking sucks in this country and maybe we need to do something dramatically different? I mean, how much more?
Supporters of the change argue a complete overhaul of policing is necessary to stop police violence.
Yeah.
They framed it as a chance to reimagine what public safety can be and to devote more funding towards new approaches that don't rely on sending armed officers to deal with people in crisis. Yeah, countless times there's stories of the people who call the cops end up getting shot or end up getting thrown to the ground in cuffs. And they're the ones that called for help.
Yeah. But
they're brown, most of them. So,
right. If there's any cops listening, message me and tell me I'm wrong. But whenever you guys roll up on a situation, it's like, get out those fishing poles. We're going to see what kind of charges we can find here. That's their thing.
Right.
I mean,
they're incentivized by it. I saw a video. There's a guy, one of these YouTube guys, who is a former cop, former sheriff. And he quit. And he's like, he tells the whole story of his training in the academy. And he said it's all like combat training.
Yeah.
And they literally teach you us versus them. It's us versus them. You got to stick together. It's us versus them.
Of course.
Kind of a thing. They're killing cops left and right, you know. And he said, I learned nothing about the Constitution that
I was supposed to enforce
swearing
it,
to uphold. And he said that very little was spent on rights or de-escalation.
You know, the thing is, I think it makes white people feel uncomfortable to say defund because they can't imagine Right. Not being able to tell your little dumb fucking kid, hey, if you see a cop and you're in trouble, you know, always go to a cop if you're in trouble. But you can't do that if you're black. So think about it like that, you fucks. So funny.
And usually it's after the fact when they show up.
Yeah. The bad stuff has already happened. Right, so now the cops have shown up and they're like, hell yeah, what kind of charges can we get? Who can we arrest? What kind of fucking tickets can we write? Let's make some fucking money.
Opponents, of course, say the ballot proposal has no concrete plan for how the new department would operate. They're afraid it might make communities already affected by gun violence. There'll be more violence. Show us how the police prevent crime.
Yeah,
Show us.
Yeah, in fact, I would say, no, we know. We know from that audit that Eric Holder did of Ferguson that the presence of these cops actually increased crime.
Right.
And bullshit crime. Like bullshit stops. They're terrorizing poor people.
So we shall see. Following that, what's going on there in Minneapolis, very closely along with what's going on in the Virginia.
Yay!
Hopefully they'll come through.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remain optimistic about Virginia.
Why do you feel... I thought we decided yesterday that Trump going down there and Bannon's little rant on his podcast about it were signs that they were desperate, the right.
Right, but it might work to fire up his people to go out and
Bannon,
hold their nose and vote for whatever the fuck his name is.
Well, the last thing, Bannon, well, he didn't get Roy Moore elected, but he did get Trump elected.
Yes.
So he's got, like, I would say a scary record. But it was close with Roy Moore. It was close.
Virginia, I mean, and New Jersey voters are going to the polls today, choose their governors. Also, there are elections in New York City, Buffalo, and Minneapolis.
Yo, shit.
Virginia former Governor Terry McAuliffe is hoping to reclaim the governor's mansion. We shall see.
Right.
Governors of Virginia are barred from more than one consecutive term.
God.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Democratic Governor Ralph Northam kept the state house blue in 2017, so now Terry McAuliffe's running again.
So all they do is run for governor then. One term, then.
A Republican hasn't won statewide in Virginia since 2009. Early polls show McAuliffe with a single-digit lead, but in recent times, Republican Glenn Youngkin started focusing on, local issues like the economy and, wink, wink, education.
Yes.
But he's not talking about we need more funding for schools. We need more arts programs. We need to pay teachers more.
Right.
No, he's saying, I'm going to ban that critical race theory. That's his education platform.
Trump came out and said that he liked what Youngkin has on education. Oh, yeah. They agree there.
Love it.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine that state would want to elect a guy like that. That's insane.
The New Jersey governor is, it looks like, poised to win re-election.
Yeah.
Democrat Phil Murphy.
Yay. Jeez. This country. How did we navigate our way into a spot where it's like two-party system? Now I'm seeing the problem with the two-party system. It's what if one of the parties turns into Satan or Nazis, and then what do you do? That's a problem.
New York City will be choosing a new mayor after two terms. De Blasio, Eric Adams, won the ranked choice Democratic primary in June. He's expected to win pretty easily in heavily blue New York City.
Right.
Voters in Boston will be choosing between two women of color. Will be the first time the city will be represented by something other than a white man.
Perfect.
Buffalo, New York, the second largest city in the state. Democratic Socialist.
Oh, yeah.
Defeated the mayor who was seeking a fifth term in the Democratic primary.
Damn, that's awesome. That's a big city, Buffalo.
But the previous mayor launched a write-in campaign. And is now he's. It sounds like he's been running as a Republican, screaming socialism, socialism.
Wow. So he was a Democrat.
Yeah. But he got primaried from the left.
Then what? Just support this person. She's in your party. Just support her, you dumb fuck. Maybe they need something different, but it's still your party, right?
Yeah.
So,
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has endorsed, as did Bernie Sanders, and AOC have endorsed India Walton is her name, the Democratic Socialist.
Nice. That's great.
Running there.
Gosh, boy, I tell you what, Buffalo might turn out to be a nice place. Could you imagine? Why don't we get, that might be a good idea for us.
What?
Democratic Socialist Mayor?
Here?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, but that would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. Maybe, could we have a Democratic Socialist representative? Or maybe just a representative.
You're not liking what Matt Gaetz is doing these days?
No, someone that's really? Not an asshole conservative and a child rapist.
Come on.
Either one of those we could do without. Oh, for sure the latter, but Democratic Socialist would be great.
He was on, he made headlines yesterday, not for, you know, doing something amazing for the people of the First District of Florida.
Yay.
But for saying something fucking stupid. Let me find the clip here. That's our representative here. We're in the panhandle in Florida, snuggled up to the taint of Alabama.
Yes, Pat.
And where is that
it's
fucking...
It's got to be when you're Matt Gaetz and you waddle out to the mic, do a little press conference. You got to figure, I mean, what do I have to lose? Everybody knows I'm this weird child traffic diddler person. What kind of gaffe am I going to say to ruin my credibility? I mean, really, what? How bad? How much worse can it get for Matt Gaetz?
So here he is at some outdoor rally. I don't know where the fuck he is.
Klan rally, right?
It's a Sabatini for Congress, America First.
Okay, I was right.
And here's Matt Gaetz speaking to who knows how big this crowd is. I think this is here in Florida, the Sabatini guy.
My friend Lauren Boebert from Colorado, they put in metal detectors on the floor of the House because as like a 5 foot nothing woman, she carries a firearm for her personal protection. So, oh, they got triggered by that. I said, man, is it Tannenite or C4 we want to put in those metal detectors when we blow them up and we take them to charity?
Yeah.
Well,
that answers my question. I'm like, what could you say that would be outrageous enough to get any notice when you're a child sex trafficker? But while suggesting to bomb
The metal detectors? And the people laugh. Like, where's the joke in that? Is it Tannerite or send that? Did you notice the faux southern accent he was trying to put on?
Is it Tannerite?
Is it Tannerite or C4?
Hey! Well, I think...
Bullshit, Matt.
Well, I think a lot of them probably... You probably should have done a little squirt on... You know, the explosive.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what they like.
Well, the 10 right in the C4.
I like that explosive shit that he's saying.
Speak it.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
My friend Lauren Boebert from Colorado. They put in metal detectors on the floor of the House because as like a 5 foot nothing woman, she carries a firearm for her personal protection. So, oh, they got triggered by that. I said, man, is it Tannenite or C4 we want to put in those metal detectors when we blow them up and we take them to charity?
Yeah.
My friend Lauren Boebert.
I mean,
that's I mean, they love that. I think it's not a joke. It's something they like.
Oh, so they're giddy.
Am I right? Is America First, Bubberty Lee, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz,
all of those,
Gohmert?
Yeah, Trump.
Okay. These are the Nazis. Okay.
Yeah. So that's our Matt Gaetz.
Yay!
We're so very proud of him.
Yes.
Please hurry.
Right.
Please hurry and arrest him.
Absolutely.
Department of Justice.
Why? What's up with that?
Please make him go away.
How much evidence do you have against yourself to get arrested for trafficking minors for sexual activities with a bunch of other creepy Republicans?
Although, doesn't that mean that? I mean, I don't know. How does it work here in Florida? Does DeSantis get to appoint somebody then in the interim?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or
is
it just open until a special election? And it's only every 2 years. So, I mean,
I don't know. It will be a pain in the ass. And it'll be a mess. You know? Yeah. Figuring that out will be a mess. Oh, God.
Boebert, by the way, tweeted a response. Matt Gaetz proudly tweeted out the Mediaite story about how horrified they were that he's right. talking about blowing up the metal detectors in Congress.
Jeez.
He proudly retweeted it.
Right.
And said, if you can't fantasize about blowing up useless metal detectors with Lauren Boebert at a Florida Halloween political rally for Anthony Sabatini, when can you? And Boebert retweeted it and said, I'll bring the Tannerite.
Oh, my God. These are we living through?
Yes.
The worst people yes. in government like ever? Well,
hopefully.
Hey, what is
hopefully the, we've lived through these worst people does, ever. They're does pretty violent.
Is Tannerite you know? The stuff they used in Breaking Bad to break into the...
I don't fucking know. Maybe. It sounds... Yeah, the Tannerite cable, the cord.
Oh, right. That's how people know about this shit. Great. What do you know? Why do these people... What do you know about Tannerite? Why does Tannerite and C4 give these people... The squirts. I mean, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, blowing up shit is fun.
You can't, you're talking about blowing up the metal detector when people are there and it sounds violent. It sounds like you're calling to fucking have people blow up shit at the Capitol, which I think it's what you're doing. And it sounds weird coming from a person that supposedly works there or works there. Jeez. Boberty Lee.
Colorado, good news. Sort
Bucky!
Of. The 80% of Colorado residents have now received at least one COVID-19 vaccination, according to the governor there.
Ooh.
Jared Polis.
Yeah.
He also warned that surging infections among those still unvaccinated are still bringing the state closer to rationing hospital care in the next few days.
Damn! In the next few days. Ooh.
He says, it is the 20% who have not been vaccinated that are filling up our hospital wards. We would have none of these hospital capacity issues or orders would be operative if everybody was vaccinated.
You know, I think at the, 10 after... the hour, the next hour coming on Facebook, I have popping up some story about how much people are paying for these vaccination fake cards in the business. And it's like hundreds of dollars for a fake vaccination card. And you really could just...
Really?
Just, yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, God, how hard can they... Just go get your fucking shot.
Yeah.
And don't tell and tell everyone that it's fake. If you, I don't know if the answer to any of this shit is. How sad, right?
Colorado has one of the highest vaccination rates in the U.S., though hospital bed occupancy in both ICUs and medical surgical units have been averaging about 90% in recent weeks.
Because this is the problem, right? The people that haven't yet been vaccinated are the worst behaved.
And nearby Idaho, a state with one of the lowest vaccination rates in the U.S., is now actively rationing hospital
care. Hell yeah! Freedom! Fuck yeah! No masks! Fuck you!
Say goodbye to Nana. We got somebody 20 years younger who's going to need that ventilator.
Hell yeah! Isn't that where they have... Where is Sturgis?
Or wait, it's Idaho. Say goodbye to that 20-year-old black person. That 70-year-old rich white guy needs that...
Absolutely.
Needs that ventilator is how it works there.
Is this the state of Boebert Lee? That's
no, she's Colorado. Boebert, she's in one of those nutty areas
Christy
of Colorado.
Christy Noem is
South Dakota.
Who's the lunatic from Idaho?
Well, there
is a lunatic from Idaho.
I don't know. I'm not specific. I don't know the specific Idaho lunatics.
Yeah.
Well,
congratulations. So, like, oh, that's bad news, right?
Right.
That is
right,
bad news, guys.
But in Colorado, the governor issued an executive order to allow hospitals to turn away patients.
Yay. Perfect.
They've also placed limits on cosmetic surgery.
Right.
And are trying to shift monoclonal antibody treatments out of hospitals into mobile clinics.
Right. Well, they have them here. You can get in neighborhoods, they have monocloidal.
Mm-hmm.
Treatment facilities.
Yeah.
You know where?
They're real efficient.
in East Hill.
Oh, yeah. The ritziest area of, yeah. Shocker.
There's little signs that says monocolloidal antibody treatment this way. Follow the red arrows. Go to the park or something. Let me shoot you up.
You must be this white to enter.
Hell yeah.
This neighborhood.
How do you take, what is that, just an infusion?
I don't know if it's a shot or if it's an IV, probably.
Right.
I don't know. Ooh. I knew not.
I bet Jeff Bezos has a monocolloidal antibody treatment facility on his big fucking boat. Monocolloidal silver. I want one of monoclonal antibody treatments on my boat.
But then you've got your anti-vax morons and your anti-mask morons. We've got in Wichita, Kansas, nearly half of the roughly 10,000 employees at some aircraft companies have yet to get vaccinated.
Right.
The head of the local machinist union says, we're going to lose a lot of employees over this. He said they don't object to the vaccines as such, but they're staunchly opposed to government meddling in personal health decisions.
Damn this motherfucking shit. Get your fucking shots, you motherfuckers. Oh, my God. We are such little bitch babies in this fucking country because of goddamn Trump and all that misinformation. God, we're so... Get your shots.
Yeah.
No. Spend $500 and buy your own fucking fake vaccine card from somebody. $500. Hundreds of dollars these fake vax cards cost. Stupid people are killing us.
So that's one of the headlines there. From Boeing to Mercedes, U.S. worker rebellion is swelling over vaccine mandates.
Get your fucking shot. Skip to the part where you get your fucking shot, because that's what it'll be. That's what it is going to be. I can't believe I didn't have to show my vax card to get on the fucking plane.
You did not.
No. I was like, what?
But you did have to wear a mask.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think there's a mandate for flying.
Why not?
For vaccinated. I don't think.
It should be. I mean, because they're just cramming people in these fucking planes, you know?
What's this headline? Daily Mail.
Yay.
.uk.
Right.
Newsflash. Large naked Scottish man exposes himself to president's motorcade as it drives past his house.
Did he do the Braveheart where he bent over with his kilt?
President Joe Biden was flashed by a, quote, large naked Scottish man as he traveled with his motorcade from Edinburgh to Glasgow.
Why'd you do that to Joe?
He probably laughed his ass off.
Probably liked it. Look at that guy's dick.
A BBC reporter tweeted, at one point we were still on smaller country roads. A large naked Scottish man stood at his front window taking a picture of the motorcade with his phone.
Look at my dick.
Oh, well, it wasn't like he went out there and like waved his cock at him. He was, you know, kind of standing in his window, I guess. Right.
Pulled it out. I'm in my window. It's me right. Is that your right? I mean, can you stand in your window and pull out your dick? You can't. I don't think so.
I think it's frowned upon.
Well, yes. You're a Scottish guy. I guess you can do that in Scotland.
So there you go. I just saw that. That's one of the headlines.
That's
over
a good one. A
drudge. It's, you know, very apparently very important.
Yes. Is that supposed to say, look, the Scottish hate Biden too, not just Trump? That's what that
probably
is.
Yeah.
But they hate Trump more.
The Scottish?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. We hate him a lot.
No. The Scottish hate Trump more than they hate Biden.
Oh.
I don't even know if they hate Biden.
I thought you meant us. I don't think they hate Biden.
Right. But they don't hate, but they do hate Trump.
Oh, yeah.
They call him a cunt.
Yeah,
that one
nice old grandmotherly lady had Trump as a cunt on a sign that she held up next to his golf course.
Right. It's funny.
When all the reporters were there.
Yeah.
We do have other news.
Yay.
I think I might have a clip of someone we haven't heard from in a while.
Okay.
And I might add, is is rocking a pretty strange looking haircut these
days.
Let me just play the mellifluous tones. You'll be able to, you'll be able to name this person in like three words.
It started again.
Oh my God, it's Glenn Beck.
It's Glenn Beck, everyone, of course. Now, Glenn Beck on his journey.
Guy, you know, you listen to his voice just for a couple of syllables and you're like, this is a pro.
Yeah, yeah. Glenn was, you'll recall, decided to take the never Trump, anti-Trump route, and was actually like literally humiliated at an event. You remember that event that Glenn was at when he was out stumping for, wasn't he a Ted Cruz guy or something?
Oh, yes. He wanted Ted Cruz to, no. He wanted Louis Gohmert to run for Senate.
But he was at some event and Trump walked in. This is during the Republican primary in 2015. And like all the reporters literally turned away and left Glenn Beck standing there with his arms crossed, looking baffled because they all went to surround Trump.
Yeah.
And he went never Trump for a long time. And then now he's back. Now he's trying to redeem himself.
He is pro Trump.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Does he think Joe Biden won the election?
No.
He doesn't.
I don't think so.
No.
But here's Glenn Beck.
It started again on Saturday. And I want to tell you what I feel prompted to tell you, in fact, urgently prompted to tell you, there is going to come a time.
He's got on some, he's got like a black shirt on, buttoned all the way to the top. Look at his hair. He's got his a black shirt buttoned all the way to the top, some weird bluish satiny vest.
He's losing his mind.
He's got a vest on. And
he looks like Star Trek, doesn't he?
And yeah. And his hair is really weird. Like
it is.
It's doing that Matt Gaetz thing, like straight up in the air, off to the side, kind of weird.
What happened to this? Is there a new stylist at the what is this thing called?
The Blaze?
The Burn. I was about to say the Burn. The Blaze. They got a new stylist.
He's kind of just employee now, right? He got bought out. He's still on the network, but I don't think he owns it anymore.
Oh, wow. They obviously made some changes stylistically.
Urgently prompted to tell you. Urgently. There is going to come a time when our founding documents.
Yes.
And I, when I say that, I mean the Federalist Papers and everything.
Okay.
That they are not going to be able to be found. And you must preserve them. Now, this is something that I knew in 2008, and that's why we had Mercury One. We've done a really good job in preserving as much as we can.
What is he talking about?
Does he have some,
what is he
some time
about?
Capsule or something like that?
Mercury One. Do you think you're in a spaceship, you lunatic, and that's why you're wearing all this weird shit? What is Mercury One?
Well, he's about to explain to us, but what? Wait.
He looks like he's in 2001 Space Odyssey.
I'm highlighting the words Federalist Papers. I am right-clicking. Search Google for Federalist Papers. Oh, look! I can read all the Federalist Papers. Where are they going to go?
I don't know, but no, he's talking about the original ones. Like they're the Dead Sea Scrolls. He's not.
He's talking about them being stripped from every obelisk because the commies, us, are going to take over.
Oh my God.
The commie libs are going to give everybody health care.
So.
They're gonna have a low cost or free child care so parents can go out and keep your widget factory going, you capitalist cunts.
You think, is Glenn Beck worried that if there's a communist revolution in America, that they will confiscate all those weird vests that he wears? That seem totally unnecessary.
The fashion police.
Yeah, the fashion police are here, Glenn. You just got to put sleeves on some
I'm
of
worried
these things.
There's a lot of homosexuals will be running around criticizing people's wardrobe.
Right. Or, you know, it's just the vest thing is strange. Why you wear those? What do they do for him? Like, warmth?
Maybe he thinks they're slimming.
Wouldn't you like sleeves with
that? He looks like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
When I say that, I mean the Federalist Papers and everything. That they are not going to be able to be found. And you must preserve them. Now, this is something that I knew in 2008, and that's why we had Mercury One. We've done a really good job in preserving as much as we can. However, I don't think that's good enough anymore. You must have a copy of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers. You need to have some of the founding documents on how it works.
We have
that. I would include with that the Founder's Bible by David Barton.
Oh,
oh my fucking God.
David Barton.
Cha-ching. Are you
pseudo-historian fraud.
Is he trying to sell David Barton books
there
for a
go.
Commission?
There
That's
you go.
What all this is about.
So he just put the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, and David fucking Barton's Founder's Bible on the same shelf. I would also recommend
Mercury
you have
one.
The Founder's Bible, which I'm sure is probably a bunch of bullshit from David Barton insisting that the founders wanted us all to be under Christian fascist rule.
Like Jefferson jacked off to Jesus.
100%. Jefferson was an atheist.
Yeah, but like...
couldn't call himself that at the time.
Mercury One is a time capsule.
I guess, yeah, I guess.
Jesus Christ. It's just, Mercury One is just a box with
stuff in it.
That's
why we created Mercury One.
You created a box that you printed out these...
actually, I think it was just his station, wasn't it?
Oh.
Wasn't it his company, Mercury One?
Does he think he's in Star Trek? Is that what's going on?
But he's recommending everyone start collecting copies of the Federalist Papers.
They're on the internet, man. They're everywhere, you fuck.
And David Barton's book, which I'm sure you can buy at glennbeck.com.
I don't think that's good enough anymore. You must have a copy of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers. You need to have some of the founding documents on how it works. I would include with that the Founder's Bible by David Barton. It is the Geneva Bible that our pilgrims had.
Oh. And we know that was a freedom-loving bunch.
Hey!
The pilgrims? Holy fucking shit!
Hey, one second. I'm going to take a break from reading this Bible. I'm going to burn this lady, see if she's a witch or not.
Right.
Get in the stocks!
Right, hey, Indians, have some smallpox, why don't you?
Yeah, wait, now I'm going to read this Bible some more.
Holy Christ.
He's crazy. God, Glenn, it's been a while. Good to hear from you, I guess.
There you go, yeah. Thanks to Right Wing Watch for sending somebody to, forcing somebody to watch Glenn Beck again.
His voice sounds good. I wonder what his regimen is. Like, what does he do to maintain that instrument?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't talk any other time.
Is he married?
Oh, undoubtedly.
His kids and shit. Boy.
I'm sure.
Dad's pontificating again.
Do you think what marriage do you think he's on?
I don't know. It must be said whenever he gets divorced, he has to pack up all those things.
Remember,
fleeces.
He's a Mormon.
Oh.
Okay. Isn't he a big Mormon-y?
I don't.
Mormon?
Is he from Utah?
No, yeah.
Seems like it. He seems like a Mormon. But Mitt Romney's a Mormon. We've never talked about him being a Mormon.
I thought Glenn Beck was a Mormon, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. I think he is.
Somebody was a Mormon.
I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Latter-day Saints, and I can't make a point. You know, the thing is with Glenn Beck, he never makes a valid point. He never... Only one outfit per amazing valid point. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He'll have a, you know.
Married twice.
Okay.
So
he's on number two, or he's done with number two. Is he friends with Ricky Schroeder?
He's still with number two.
Yay, it worked out. Yay.
Four children, two from the first.
Oh.
Marriage, two from the second.
How many houses does he have? Does he have a big super yacht? Is he worth less than Jeff Bezos?
Considerably, yes.
Yeah.
He did become a Mormon.
Oh, okay. He became a Mormon.
In 1999, he married his second wife, Tanya, after they went looking for a faith tour on a faith. Wait, they went looking for a faith on a church tour together. Oh,
oh my God. And you picked Mormonism?
They joined the church fuck? Of the, I want to go, wait. So a guy talked to an angel who told him to go find some buried golden plates that he could decode with a magic hat and a couple of rocks.
If someone told me.
That's the one I want to follow.
You got to pick a religion. I'm not even considering Mormon shit. I'm sorry.
Not considering any of it.
Well, but if you had to, so gun to your head, you got to pick one. I'm picking the one without the underwear that you have to wear to remind yourself, not to Unitarianism. Fuck anybody else. I'm going to pick atheism.
Dudism.
Oh, dudist. Damn, that's good.
They
picked.
He was baptized as in the
so weird.
Church of Latter-day Saints.
You know, it's weird to see an old guy get baptized like Glenn Beck. It's very strange. The night you met someone, you fell in love. They're like, you know what? We need to complete our relationship. We need to choose a faith. Let's go shopping. I mean, did you consider like Hinduism? Muslim?
Taking probably not. I mean,
it's all white religion and shit like that.
We're looking for a faith.
Did you consider, like,
what are you looking at me for?
It's a weird thing. Taoism? Is that one, right?
It's not a bad one.
Okay. But they settled on Mormonism, which is interesting because it really seems like an horrific faith. I mean, not to judge. You know what I mean? These rocks are talking to me. Go fuck yourself.
Ryan's going to tell you about the Amazon
the dog
stuff.
Hungry? Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Like, for instance, if you're a Mormon and you want to buy magical underwear, I wonder if the magical underwear is cheap or you have to get... That's actual temple garments. And I think you have to order those magic garments directly from, like, Brigham Young University. Or they have to be shat out of Ricky Schroeder's asshole, I think. Yeah, he's a Mormon. You got to have special outfits. I mean, it really seems like... I guess, though, I'm thinking about shopping for a faith from... Like, what is the most low-maintenance faith? Shopping for a faith, you want a high-maintenance faith. Because you want to really get into that shit.
I guess, yeah.
The Mormon thing, is it creepy to you, Glenn? You opted into that one? That blows my fucking mind.
There we go. He describes himself as a conservative with libertarian leanings.
Go fuck yourself, you wacko. Well-dressed Nazi. I hate that. I mean, conservative libertarian leanings.
Pro-life, of course.
Of course. What about people coming to this country?
Oh, he likes the Soros conspiracy theories.
No, does he?
Falsely claiming Soros as a boy helped send Jews to the death camps. He did not.
He didn't.
100% incorrect.
Hiding from the motherfucking Nazis. And I don't know what that was like. I can't imagine. As a child, imagine what that's like. You're living a secret life to hide from the Nazis so you don't go to a fucking death camp. Seems, I don't know. I imagine that's challenging. Right?
I would assume. We have...
Yay.
I think Lindsey Graham. Lindsey is a traitor is trending.
Uh-oh.
But I'm seeing a bunch of... Right wingers, lefties are helping trend it also.
Yeah, because Lindsey Graham wanted the maggot shot.
That's the story that came out yesterday. Was it Lindsey was like, you know, we give you guns for shoot him.
Hey, I put a picture of Lindsey Graham up on Facebook for a promo. The one where he says Trump, you can grab my, and it's pointed to his hoo ha.
Oh, his hoo ha.
Yeah.
So there you go. Lindsey is a traitor trending on the Twitter ATM at the moment. Also on the Twitter, this is where I get a lot of the right wing watch clips from. The tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. We've got, speaking of Boebert.
Alec Baldwin has been lecturing lawful gun owners for years.
Here we go.
Damn.
Lauren Boebert, Boebert E. Lee, jumping on the bullshit. The attacks on Alec Baldwin. I'm sure somehow he's going to be 100% responsible.
Oh, absolutely,
for
Pat.
The horrible accidental death. Obviously negligent or,
right,
or whatever death, however you want to classify it, death, yeah, of, but not intentional, and certainly not any.
Yeah, it's not fucking intentional.
Remotely Alec Baldwin's responsibility. He was rehearsing.
Yeah.
Pulling the gun quickly, a quick draw,
yes,
across his body and aiming it at the camera. And they, right, were rehearsing it.
Yeah.
And he pulled it out a couple of times. He pulled it out once and it went kabang.
Right. And he was, but he was given the gun and they told him they were
cold gun.
Yeah.
But the, you know, he had the audacity to humiliate Trump every Saturday night on SNL.
Yeah.
So they hate him. They just want him to fry. They don't care.
Right. Right. It's a horrible
Alec
accident.
Baldwin has been lecturing lawful gun owners for years about gun control. But when it came down to it, he couldn't even practice basic gun safety. Millions of lawful gun owners across America have never hurt someone with their guns. Alec Baldwin killed a woman with his.
God.
This is such a bullshit spin. Like, it's his responsibility. Plus, if there were dummy rounds, which I think they said there may have been, dummy rounds in with regular rounds. The dummy rounds, if you look at the chain, the revolver, you're going to see what look like bullets in there, because they are. They're bullets with they drill a hole in it and they take out all the powder.
Yeah. Right.
So they have whole little holes drilled in the sides of them. So he would have had to take the gun.
Yes.
Open the chain, open the, you know, or flip the revolver part around.
Right.
Open it up and dump out the bullets and examine them.
But this,
and then put them in, which actors you don't do. You're not supposed to touch that
the
shit.
The thing about this is, it's a horrible thing that happened, but it's not like, what do people think that it's like it's like emblematic of the whole gun control problem?
Of course.
But dude, this is one accident on the fucking set. How many gun deaths do we have every fucking year? How many?
You're talking to Lauren fucking Boebert.
Not to be like, this is horrible what happened.
And the people that like her.
30,000 plus handgun deaths a year. What are you fucks doing about those? That's my thing. What are you doing about those? You worried about this one? But not
with
these school
guns.
Shootings.
Alec Baldwin killed a woman with his. People have been mad at conservatives for calling Baldwin out for being a colossal hypocrite. But why would they be mad at us? Alec Baldwin was the one who ignorantly, carelessly, and neglectfully killed someone.
Neglectfully?
Be mad at him. Look at all of this anti-gun crap Alec Baldwin has pushed out over the years. This is literally in.
This is the asshole, by the way, who said she will be bringing the Tannerite when
Tannerite.
When our representative Matt Gaetz wants to blow up the metal detectors at Congress that they put in,
yeah,
partially specifically because of her, because she kept going oopsie and trying to get into the chambers while she was carrying her little boom gun.
You know, I this person's in Congress, right?
Yeah, great job,
Holy
Colorado.
God
great
damn,
job.
What the fuck were you thinking? She's stupid. This is a dumb person.
Be mad at him. Look at all of this anti-gun crap Alec Baldwin has pushed out over the years. This is literally in the flesh, one of those left-wing gun control nuts tweeting out things like, I'm going to make bright banana yellow t-shirts that read, my hands are up. Please don't shoot me. Who wants one? Well, I have a question for you, Alec. Ugh. Do you have any of these bright banana yellow t-shirts left? I'm asking for a movie producer.
I don't even understand your fucking joke, Boebert.
I'm asking for a movie producer. Yeah, give me some of these anti-gun shirts that you use. I'm going to give them to a movie producer.
It wasn't a producer that he shot, but
but why? Oh yeah, okay. Cinematographer.
Yeah, and the director.
That's what she.
What
means,
a horrible person. I mean, how
Thank God she's not in government.
Low can
she's
these
evil
Republican
podcaster.
Creatures sink.
Oh, wait. She is in government. She really sounds like somebody we play off True News or something. That's the thing. I mean, even...
Right. Louis, this is a representative in Congress.
I'm going to say something. Louis Gohmert sounds less loony than she does.
Come on.
They're in the same club, really.
Come on. Yeah. It's very tough.
Yeah, it is. It's a sad, we've got a sad gaggle of folks on the GOP side in Congress. I mean, just Jesus Christ.
But what a fucking asshole.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
but that part of Colorado, maybe, rubbing themselves to this.
So is the Alec Baldwin accident a referendum on like gun rights and the expansion of gun rights?
To whom?
To the loons? Is that what they think? They're like, well...
Well, they think it shows the hypocrisy of the left, that we're going to be okay with that evil, reckless criminal Alec Baldwin killing that innocent woman. And we're going to be okay with that, but then we're going to squeal about guns and taking away your guns, and guns are bad.
So they want to give guns to teachers. Right. I'm just trying to figure this out. It's crazy.
Here's more of them. This is just another example. Over here at Right Wing Watch. These are, I don't know if I've heard these people. This could be good. Right Wing conspiracy theorists Clay Clark.
Okay.
Very alliterative. And Charlie Ward.
They're maggots.
Who are these people? Clay Clark is a right-wing conspiracy theorist who has been organizing, quote, Reawaken America rallies.
Hell yeah, bitch!
Where various election, COVID-19, and QAnon conspiracy theorists are brought together in churches around the country.
Perfect. QAnon people at churches? That's weird.
So he was on something called the Charlie Ward Show.
QAnon isn't a god. QAnon is a prophet, like who else is it?
Hank Kuhneman?
Kuhneman. So QAnon is a prophet.
Cat Kerr?
So QAnon fits into the whole Jesus bullshit.
Firefighter prophet, Mark
right,
Taylor?
Right, that's the biggest one, actually. So does QAnon fit into Jesus the way Mark Taylor fits into Jesus? You know, like as a prophet?
I don't know. I don't understand the question.
I'm just trying to figure out, how does QAnon work with Jesus?
It doesn't matter. They're cafeteria Christians. They pick and choose the parts of the Bible that they want to hump, and they pick and choose the parts of the Bible that they ignore. Like everything Jesus said.
Yeah. It's because to me, it sounds like QAnon wants to, I don't know. It's just weird. Because people have faith in QAnon, right? Where we go one, we go all and all that shit.
I thought Q has kind of went bye-bye since the election. But
oh, are we post-Q?
I think so. Nice. I thought maybe it's, I don't know if it's still
back. Oh, God, Q, if you're listening to the podcast, if you could shut the fuck up from here on out, boy, that would be great.
But here's this guy, Clay Clark.
Lee.
He's the guy who's organized these rallies.
Hell yeah.
Reawaken America.
Ooh.
On this thing called the Charlie Ward Show.
Oh, okay.
And he's talking about this horrific accident on the Rust set.
Charlie, is it shocking to you that the attorney that this woman was, the woman who was killed by Baldwin accidentally by a prop gun was.
Oh, he did air quotes. Accidentally by a prop gun.
I mean, man, I don't see how it's not the armorer's fault, right?
Accidentally by a prop gun was married to an attorney who's representing closely the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, God, damn, I knew you were gonna say Clinton.
There we go.
Damn, I wow, Vince Foster, too. Okay, jeez,
by Baldwin, accidentally by a prop gun. Was married to an attorney who's representing closely the Clinton Foundation?
Well, we the Clinton Foundation have a track record, don't they?
Yes, they do.
If you cross them,
There's like 164 deaths surrounding that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, Durham, just for a second, Durham is right now doing, could you explain, Charlie, what Durham is doing, just so people kind of can, if people don't know.
Oh, God, they're still hard for Durham. Durham isn't doing anything.
These people are still peddling that stuff like Clinton's. The Clintons have a mass grave.
There's 160 bodies. There's 160 bodies.
That's the thing. These fuckers won't let go of anything. And that's what the stop the steal and all that shit. That's so like disturbing. It's always going to be stop the steal USA here.
Of course.
God.
It's going to be close probably in Virginia.
Yeah.
Terry McAuliffe pulls it out. You know, they've already said. Steve Bannon said it. We played the clip yesterday.
Yeah.
If Terry McAuliffe wins. The only way the Democrats are going to win now is if they cheat.
Damn.
If they steal it. Even though they know the polls are showing it's close.
Right.
But so they're saying, oh, well, obviously the only way they're going to win is if.
It's going to be every fucking time.
What Durham is doing, just so people kind of can, if people don't know who John Durham is, kind of maybe just on a high level, what is he doing?
Charlie Ward, how about that accent too?
Yeah, yeah.
Just for anybody who has watched me from the start, I was told back in June 2021, keep your eyes on John Durham. I'd never even heard of him. At the time, I'd heard of Bill Barr. And that was the only name I knew as a sort of a top legal mind in the US. Ugh. And then suddenly I was told, keep your eyes on John Durham. He's going to be the most important person on this journey.
Well, don't these guys hate Bill Barr now?
Yeah, because they do.
He turned on...
he said there's no fraud.
Yeah, he turned on Trump.
John Durham. He's going to be the most important person on this journey. Now, John Durham, what he's doing at the moment is he's issued, I think, around 300,000 sealed or unsealed indictments.
Yes.
In the past 7 days.
So let's talk about this for a second. Michael Sussman,
yes.
Okay, is the attorney at the epicenter, at the very beginning of the Russia.
Okay, this is
Jesus Christ.
This is just insane.
This is a conservative yank fest. They love the Clintons.
So the American guy is the guy that organizes these rallies.
Right.
And he's having this guy, Charlie Ward, and he's like doing this Charlie Ward show. And they're talking about this insane bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip to the part about Alec Baldwin.
Michael Sussman.
Yes.
Okay. Is the attorney.
Oh, I said that already.
At the epicenter at the.
Oops. Oops.
Russia allegations where they were saying that President Trump, at the time, candidate Trump, was involved with the Russians doing nefarious business dealings. And the guy who perpetuated that story, his name is Michael Sussman.
That's correct.
Michael Sussman was an attorney working for the Clintons at this law firm.
Yeah.
That is a fact. Now we have another attorney who is supposed to be involved closely at the epicenter of Sussman, Durham, Clintons.
Yeah.
This attorney's wife just got shot.
Yeah.
And so.
Listen, asshole.
So they think Alec Baldwin was a hired hitman?
They think, I don't know. They play this game. This is like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Where you just try to connect Kevin Bacon. That's all this is.
Right.
It's just connections. It's like, if you can connect Kevin Bacon to like Gene Wilder they've known the same people, that doesn't mean that Kevin Bacon was plotting his death. Okay?
Right.
In the epicenter.
Just got shot.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about that on a personal level. Let's say that I was married to somebody who's really, really on the tip of the spear, and they know what's going on.
The tip of the spear.
And somebody wanted to scare me into not moving forward or not speaking or not whatever.
Oh.
If they killed my spouse, that's maybe one way to stop most people.
Maybe. We're just asking the questions. That's the shit that goose-stepping white nationalist Tucker Carlson is doing with his stupid documentary that he put out over the weekend that basically is like, well, you know, what if it was a false flag on January 6th?
Okay.
We're just asking the question.
Yes. So Alec Baldwin killed this person. For what reason? They're saying that...
Because her husband is connected to the lawyers, or is a lawyer that's somehow connected to a guy that was connected to the Clintons.
I goddamn motherfucker. It's even a stretch. It's a stretch. It's
no, well, you don't see. Why don't you? It's very clear, Ryan.
Yeah, right. Because I think they use all these right wing nut jobs, and they're trying to connect things back to the Clintons. They always make the same voice. They're like, it's very effective.
Benghazi.
Affected in Syria. In what?
Benghazi.
Oh, yes.
Whatever. If they killed my spouse, that's maybe one way to stop most people.
Maybe. From moving forward. Imagine so there's you're definitely his spouse listening.
A parallel between people moving up a level in this sick world of celebrity and these satanic rituals.
Yes.
So you're saying, Charlie, that Alec Baldwin wanted to move up a level is what you're hearing.
He wanted.
What I heard from somebody who dislikes him, so it may be made up.
Oh, it may well, be holy made shit. Up. This could be bullshit, but
wait a second. I heard from what kind of car is that? There's some weird little like Batmobile dune buggy kind of thing across the street.
Oh yeah.
That's
a that person. That's going to be a person in a wheelchair in their future.
I love just, this. I love this guy who's just like, you know, car. I'm going to tell you something right now, but it might be total bullshit
because the person saying it hates Alec right. Baldwin. Well, dude.
I'm surprised he's saying that, though. I mean, I guess I give
him it takes the argument
a
away
tiny
from
bit
you.
Of cred.
Right. Is this this? But that's a tactic, right? Because if he says that, then he takes that argument away from you.
Yeah, but the normal nut jobs would have never said that. He would have just said, I heard.
Right. Is he a jaded nut job, this guy?
Maybe.
Who dislikes him, so it may it him. May be made up. But he's also a Freemason. I have.
All right. So, you know, we don't know if we could trust this guy. He's also a Freemason.
What does that mean? I mean, okay, so
you know, Illuminati taking over the world, okay. Pulling the strings of all the
Freemason is Illuminati, correct?
Kind of, I
and
guess.
Illuminati to Alec Baldwin is the same thing.
I would guess to these guys that Alec Baldwin is being used as part of the Freemasons and the Illuminati and that his killing of this woman was a way for him to go up in ranks. God, he just leveled up apparently. Yes.
The right wing nut job brain jujitsu that we're witnessing has the flexibility of Mary Lou Retton.
It's insane. I mean, it's amazing. These guys sit around and just invent this bullshit.
Yeah, you can make yourself believe anything.
Likes him, so it may be made up. But he's also a Freemason. I have people that I can contact, and he said to me, he's been trying to move up a level for some time. And I was unaware of this 18 months ago, that when you get to a certain level, I forget what they call it now, is it circles or something? I think it's in circles. When they move up a level, they have to sacrifice a human life.
Okay. Thank you for getting to it.
He was talking about Baldwin as a Freemason.
Baldwin is so sacrificing Baldwin the life of that person on the set. That is exactly what happened. That's what this guy is saying. Thank you for getting to it. Well, I thought we weren't going to get to it.
He heard this from someone that doesn't like Baldwin. So
a theory that could not be true is that it was a human sacrifice that was going down.
Right. Okay. Right.
I agree with you. It could be that. It's very disturbing.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
And these people believe this.
Hell yeah, they do. Of course. They love it. They revel in it, I think.
This is from Vice.
Yay.
Hundreds of QAnon supporters are currently traveling from all across the United States to Dallas, Texas, where they expect to see John F. Kennedy, not Junior.
Yes.
Senior. Suddenly reappear on Tuesday night to ordain former President Donald Trump as the King of Kings.
You know, I am seeing this. I don't understand this whole event that you're talking about. I mean, I get that it's crazy. But what I do see here is, like, I do live shows, and I try to get people to come to my comedy shows, and I invite them, and I put up, you know, flyers and shit. This is good marketing. You're telling people that
even if it's not going to be there, you're telling them exactly what they want to hear, I think. Who's looking for this?
There were hundreds of them last night in Dealey Plaza, where Kennedy was shot in 63, waiting for it to come true. Guess what happened?
Nothing.
He didn't show up.
See, like, that's it. There's all these... That's
so now they're saying it's tonight.
Like, somebody was like, you know, there's a lot of these nutty Kennedy fucking conspiracy theorists out there. If we could just get those guys in with the Q people, that is a marketing goldmine. Because they're out at this event. Are there concessions? Is there an organized thing here where someone's making drink sales?
Oh, undoubtedly. According to a Whiplash 347, an account, a QAnon influencer account with almost 250,000 followers.
Again,
they say that Trump will be reinstated as the 18th president of the United States because everything since 1871 is illegal. That's the date that they claim the U.S. became a corporation,
good.
No longer a country, blah, blah, blah. And every president since then has been invalid.
Listen, here's what I'm going to do from here on out. I'm doing a show. My next show is November 7th at A Little Madness Brewing Company at 2 p.m. It's a Sunday. It's an afternoon show. But QAnon will be there. So will Joe Kennedy, the Kennedy dad. Daddy Kennedy will be there. And who else that's dead that people miss would be there? Brittany Murphy will be there. People loved her. She's no longer with us. She'll be there. I mean, God.
Whiplash 347 continues to say that Trump will then step down, and then John F. Kennedy Jr., who we think died in a plane crash in 1999, will actually become president, quote, like he would have, if it wasn't for Killary plotting to kill him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. So she
remember,
took
that's why
the plane.
He went,
right.
Yeah, he faked his own death because Hillary... the Clintons have him on their kill list.
Well, again, Mother Nature will ring in and say, no, I killed that guy. He thought he could fly through these clouds that I had, and he was wrong, and I killed him.
Joining JFK Jr. as vice president will be disgraced former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Hey!
At this point, Trump will ascend to become one of the seven new kings, most likely the King of Kings.
Of course.
What does that mean?
Trump, we're considering you for the King of Kings. How do you feel about that? That means of all the kings, he will be the king.
Now, this other person who runs a channel called Negative 48.
Oh, shit.
Only 100,000 plus subscribers.
You're no Whiplash.
They've long claimed that the Kennedy bloodline is directly linked back to Christ.
Of course it is.
They tweeted to their followers that today JFK Sr., Jackie, and JFK Jr. will be reintroduced into the world. Then JFK Sr. will travel around for 7 days, then will pass.
Right.
So he's Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, okay. Well, no, they're alive. So I just want to understand some genetics here. So we're saying that the Kennedys.
Yeah, Senator, apparently Jackie didn't die either.
Well, no, they share the same blood as Jesus, an African man from Africa.
Northern
African dude. Right. That's the same. They have the same blood. Like, as the Kennedys, Jesus and the Kennedys share the same lineage. How do you figure that? Mm. What happened?
John F. Kennedy would be 104 years young right now.
Well, it's time for you. John, I'm sorry. You're not going to be King of Kings. Is King of Kings this guy that probably raped a bunch of people and bankrupted a lot of casinos? He's going to be King of Kings. I'm sorry.
Before he dies, however, JFK Sr. will transfer power to Donald Trump.
Oh.
And JFK Jr. will be Trump's vice president.
Damn! Through their dick hole. So, okay. Transfer of power.
What? Another part of the conspiracy claims that JFK's return will coincide with the reversion to the Julian calendar system, which means the date will change immediately back to October 20th.
Okay. Does that matter? Why does that matter in all this shit? Jesus, this is complicated. So complicated.
But hundreds of people showed up in Dallas.
For this?
Yeah.
Again, was this at a bar or at a venue?
No, they were out in the square where what a waste. Kennedy got shot.
But I tell you, Whiplash or whoever organized this, I would have done this at a place and got some fucking...
A live video of the gathering Monday night was posted to YouTube by Patriot Dave, a QAnon supporter from Missouri.
All right.
He spoke to dozens of members of the crowd asking them where they were from. People said they had come from Florida.
No!
Oklahoma, Tennessee, Delaware, New York, California, North Carolina, Michigan, Arizona, Utah, Minnesota, Georgia, South Dakota, and Indiana.
Ah!
Many in attendance wore t-shirts with the words Trump Kennedy 2024.
Are you fucking crazy?
On the front.
Why Trump Kennedy? What makes does John F. Kennedy or his brother, did they share a lot of common political views?
So this may be going on as we speak, because tonight's the night that's supposed to happen.
Trump is like a Nazi. Was John Kennedy a Nazi?
I don't think so.
I mean, we are talking about old white guys, you know.
And he was, you know, he did, you know, do civil rightsy kind of stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't really seem like Hitler's vibe, does it?
The Telegram groups with QAnon followers.
Okay.
Many are claiming they intend to travel to Dallas today.
That's so dumb.
For the moment that Trump is finally vindicated and order is restored.
I tell you what, if you're in the area where these fucks are coming, shutter your windows. Don't let these fucks breathe on you. I guarantee you none of them are vaccinated. Do you think these people got their shots, their COVID
Probably
shots?
Not a lot of them. No. I think the number's pretty low, yeah.
If you think John F. Kennedy is going to descend from the sky to be king and then Trump's going to be king of kings... You didn't get the Moderna.
Last week in Las Vegas, two people who QAnon followers have claimed are JFK Jr. in disguise appeared on stage during the Patriot Double Down, a major QAnon-focused conference.
Wait, the Patriot Double Down.
Yeah.
There's the money. So you registered for the Patriot Double Down for this conference in Vegas? How much is that shit? Damn.
I don't know. Major Trump donor hosts... QAnon conference. Conference. Caesars.
Oh, yes. How much is a day pass to that shit?
Good God, it was a four-day event.
Right.
October 22nd.
I wonder how much it would be to have a vendor booth at that. Like, if we wanted to have a booth and do a little live podcast from the QAnon.
As our deaths are live streamed.
You think we're going to die of COVID there?
Leading far-right conspiracy theorists, blah, 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 are converging on Vegas this weekend. This is Friday, October 22nd, so just not too long ago.
Yeah.
An event that was dropped by the original host amid concerns over the city being used as a platform to promote political extremism.
Well, that's what it is.
The For God and Country Patriot Double Down event, which ran through Monday at the 203-room Ahern Hotel near the Strip.
This must have been expensive.
Features a guest lineup of QAnon sympathizers and extremist right figureheads.
Ooh.
According to the website, nearly 40 speakers are scheduled to be on hand.
Hello!
Two surprise guests.
Damn!
And four entertainers.
Oh, Scott Baio's in town, guys. Scott Baio's here.
There's Chuck also a Norris. Patriot rooftop party, a Las Vegas dinner show, so attendees can gain, quote, a renewed sense of hope and a desire and motivation to get involved in their respective communities.
Also, meet the guy that played Hercules, whoever the fuck. Kevin Sorbo's here tonight, everybody, at the QAnon conference. Give it up for Kevin.
Oh, well, now I got to find...
You seen him on Hercules? This is Chuck Norris, Texas Walker Rangers, here tonight at the QAnon conference. Give it up for Chuck, everybody. Ricky Schroeder's here tonight, guys. You remember him from NYPD Blue and Silver Spoons? Well,
he's trying to find a story about how I'll look that up and see if I can find how it went off.
Oh, I'm sure it was great. Boy, would you like to imagine bartending that or something? Ugh. God, get away from me, you fucking spreader.
Although Newsweek did post a list of all the Republicans that showed up.
Yeah.
Republican legislators.
Yeah.
That went to this ridiculous conference.
Excuse me. I let that wash over me for a second. People from our government went to this?
Damn. Well, okay, some Arizona state rep, Republican Arizona state senator.
Ooh, God.
I got a bunch of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're in Vegas.
Yeah, why not? Why not away. Go to the QAnon shit?
Michigan, a woman who's running for Michigan Secretary of State.
She went?
With Trump's endorsement.
Yay. God. I think
Rachel Hamm was running for Secretary of State in California.
She went.
She continues GOP efforts to run for Secretary of State positions across the country in a bid to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
Oh, that's nice.
So they're unabashedly saying they want to take over these Secretary of States
at the
so they can. Yeah.
Right. Well, that was the whole thing. Mike Flynn had a whole racket going, right, where they were looking for dirt on people that could, have influence over local elections so they could trigger audits and stuff.
Yeah, they're trying to get election boards. They're trying to get secretaries of state positions.
Yeah.
So that next time when Trump makes the phone call and says, I need you to find me 11,700 votes. The fucking person will say, yes, sir, Mr. President.
So actually, they'll just do it better the next time.
That's their hope.
Great.
Baby, that's what we need. It's some men of God that have testicles. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Big orange pumpkins hanging between their legs. But we got more pastors right now looking more like Caitlyn Jenner. Have less testosterone in their body than he does. Guys.
Listen to those kids in the background.
See, just children.
This
in
is
the
Josh
background.
Feuerstein. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Who is this?
He's like Dilly. You know, I mean, he's just a right-wing.
Josh Bornstein?
Feuerstein,
okay.
We played him before, but he's usually not.
Seems nice.
That, but listen to this.
What testosterone guy. In their body than he does.
Pumpkin balls. Does he want to ride
mine? Guys. We're living in the last days, and I'm telling you, it's sad. It's sad to me that so many pastors and pastoral organizations and Christians and groups, we look weak. We look weak. You should look at your leaders. They're the ones with the flippin' white face paint on and the little red noses and the oversized shoes, looking like a bunch of clowns, making people have COVID vaccine passports to come to flippin' church service. You guys are the same guys that would have been over and taken it from Hitler. Right up the backside, you bunch of sissies. Baby.
He is a preacher.
Well, good point, Adolf. Apparently. Let me bend over. Put it up my backside.
So this is somebody's pastor.
He's a preacher.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's disturbing that he's in charge of people or like.
We need men of God with big orange pumpkins hanging between their legs.
He's an authority figure to people.
To some, yeah.
And he's a daddy, which is disturbing.
Yeah.
Dad's saying something about you got to have big pumpkin balls like pumpkins to stand up to people. He's right.
Terrifying poll from NBC News that says 50% of Republicans don't believe their votes will be counted accurately. 50%.
Think about it like this. Maybe they won't vote.
I encourage them to boycott the election.
Absolutely. Because it's this whole thing.
In anger.
We need smart people to vote, not dumb people, and not Nazis. Do you know what I mean?
Overall, 2/3 of all registered voters, 66%, say they're confident it will be counted accurately.
Yay!
Down from 85% in October 2020. So the Republican disinformation is working.
That's scary.
It's still
it's 2/3. Terrifying, though. Man. Yeah. I mean, all this Build Back Better shit that's coming down from the Biden administration, it's all nice shit, but, you know, if people vote like garbage.
It's 100%.
None of that's going to happen.
The big lie.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. They know they can't win. So they have to embrace the big lie.
And embrace QAnon. And a bunch of weird fucking shit.
They need every single vote.
I mean, QAnon, are you guys really into that? If someone told... People got on a plane or traveled to go see John F. Kennedy Jr. appear out of a
There's not
an angel farted no him hope. Out, yeah. right? Poof, there he is. No big hope. Pile of pixie dust. Oh, look at JFK Jr.
We're doomed.
He flew, his plane crashed and he died in the ocean. He's resurrected. Was he in the ocean the whole time and he just came out today? Because he's going to look pretty fucked up with like little fish
gross
chewing on him.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate Jeebus. It. Don't forget our crabdiving.com/Amazon link. If you want to help out the show, use that link or use the banner on the webpage. We get a little commission of all stuff you buy from Amazon.
That's right, Pat.
They don't tell us what you buy, so you can buy whatever you want. don't get embarrassed by, what you have to buy.
Right. Absolutely.
We had somebody ordering diapers, which was kind of cool.
For Trump.
Well, yeah. For their kids.
Yeah.
I do have this story here.
Right.
This Florida shit. Have you seen what our fucking governor has done here?
No.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Yeah.
They have banned at a university.
Yes.
At Florida University. They have banned, I think it's three professors.
Okay.
From testifying as expert opinion witnesses,
right?
Against people that are suing to overturn this this voter suppression law that DeSantis signed, the one that restricts mail-in voting, that gets rid of drop boxes, and
yes,
you can go to jail for offering food or water to anybody waiting in line.
Why are we fucking mailing? Why don't we just do it over email? Why can't you get an email and vote over email or online? Aren't we civilized? Can't we do that? Do you have to fucking mail something in like it's the goddamn 20s?
So you remember, for some reason, DeSantis decided to sign it live on Fox News.
Oh, yes. Right.
Who's running for president in 2024?
Right. He's trying to appeal to the lunatics. It's disturbing that he's that people think he doesn't have a chance.
But now it's one of the deans, when they rejected the professor saying, I'm going to testify.
Yeah.
The dean of the University College of Arts Sciences wrote, quote, "Outside activities that may pose a conflict of interest to the executive branch of the state of Florida create a conflict for the University of Florida."
What kind of Handmaid's Tale is that shit? So if you're a teacher, you're not allowed to disagree with, the Fuhrer?
Well, right. And school officials in documents at a Washington Post report, quote, "As UF is a state actor, litigation against the state is adverse to UF's interests." So that means nobody working for a public entity can ever testify in an opinion against said public entity.
So then all of a sudden what? All these colleges and universities, they'll just hire right-wing nut jobs to get tenure and to teach classes.
There are three political scientists, professors, who were talking about who are going to testify about how shitty and how voter suppressy and nasty this law is.
Right. But they're like, you can't get paid by the state and say bad things about the state.
Well, and then behind closed doors, they're like, he'll come after our funding.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because
the executive branch decides, yeah.
And this guy, and Ron DeSantis is fucking spiteful. Ask Rebecca Jones.
Right.
He's nuts. No one wants him to listen to me. If you're not from Florida, you don't want this guy to be in charge of everything.
Oh, no, he's horrible.
He's stupid, and he's dumb. What will happen in a debate when he opens his mouth? I mean, not that Trump is a... Trump was able to... He's an asshole and was able to appeal and to these... I don't know.
Andrew Gillum wiped him across the floor in the debates, and it didn't seem to matter.
Well, he was close.
Here, yeah.
Maybe he won. For real,
So that's our governor.
That's right. That's our governor.
That's our governor, everybody. We're so proud.
You really, it's like you're making fun of this guy on the show, and sometimes you just forget that he's your governor, and you're like, oh, yeah. Holy right? shit, that's crazy.
We used to make fun of people like this from afar. In,
oh, yeah.
In California.
And now, up close, it's, you know, we have a worse governor, right?
We've got a pretty bad one. I mean, you could argue
Taint Reeves or Taint.
Yeah, you could argue Mississippi. Texas has got a Christ, really, really
that
bad
guy
one.
Sucks.
So they're now suing,
right?
First Amendment.
Yeah,
you know they're going to be suing DeSantis and
yes. So what happens if they sue? Then they're allowed to testify, but then they're still going to come after their funding.
Right. I mean, that's the thing.
It's going to be a hostile environment, or they're going to get fired from that job, or they'll go through his tweets or something. They'll manufacture some bullshit that they'll have to fire the guy.
These creepy fucking autocrats.
Yeah.
And that's what we got.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, we have Ron DeSantis. We have Matt Gaetz. Okay. We have Rubio. Better than both those, right? And, you know, and then we have
Rick Scott.
There you go. That's the guy.
Oh, God.
Florida votes like fucking shit. Like shit.
What is this?
I see a lot of learning going on, and that greatly concerns me.
I think there was a lot of learning loss over the past year and a half. We all saw with the kids at home and a lot of these options that you can get through the class with just a pass or a fail and some of the measures that have sort of watered down the standards in not just in Virginia.
So this is Fox News. They're in Virginia.
Standards.
It says Virginia moms on battle over education. Ugh. Again, the battle isn't over how to improve education.
Yeah.
The battle that the Republicans have created is racial.
Right.
Critical race theory.
Yeah. Because otherwise they just want to take funding away from education.
Yes.
That have sort of watered.
Because they want to privatize it.
Right.
Down the standards in not just in Virginia, many places. But Mara and Brooke, thank you very much.
Can I say one thing though?
Absolutely.
About, I don't think people necessarily truly understand what critical race theory is. Younger children are not being taught critical race theory. They can't understand critical race theory. They're being taught history. So when somebody here in Loudoun County, I understand, was upset that his second grade child was taught that Christopher Columbus killed many indigenous people, that's part of history. That is what Christopher Columbus did. So I have a hard time. I think kids have to learn history, the good, the bad, the ugly.
No, this is on Fox. This is Martha McCallum. I'm surprised they haven't cut.
Right. Are the interview is...
But they're live, yeah.
Is everybody's face melting right now?
So they can
I don't think anybody's against that. I think we have
fingers.
To do a fact check on the Christopher Columbus story as well. But, you know, the critical race theory, I think, sometimes is a little bit of a misnomer because what's happening is that there's a sort of a reformed thinking and approach to history that teaches that the country was founded in racism. You can say critical race theory is like a legal theory that is found more in colleges. So maybe giving it that label has thrown some people...
Founded in racism. The entire agrarian economy of the South was
slaves.
Built on free, well, you know, I mean, you had to feed them and give
yes.
them a house. Labor.
And they were all African, right? And they were all black.
Yes.
And they built our country.
Coincidentally,
and
yes.
white people owned them.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure a way to take the racism out of that.
And the racism persists to this day.
Yes. 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 You're going to teach America without the racism.
But even Martha McCallum, listen to her. Oh, well, you know, is
right.
here, critical race theory is a little bit of a misnomer.
So, right. I guess some of these conservatives just get tired of the right wing nut job brain jujitsu.
There was a.
Are they worried they're just going to be irrelevant?
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
So that's why.
You will not replace us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wave the tiki torches.
We
I think
love
it was
you.
Alex Wagner. I saw a bit of an interview,
right?
That she had with a woman. Oh, I've got it here. We've only got. Oh, I'm gonna play it real quick.
In Loudoun County, this is the wealthiest county in
3 minutes. But I'll find the shorter clip of this. But this woman is talking about, first of all, she's talking about being a mom and this critical race theory and stuff. And she tells this story about Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, and they tried to teach that Andrew Jackson killed all these Native Americans. And Alex Wagner was like, look, there's no, you know, everybody kind of agrees that Andrew Jackson did cause a lot of deaths of Native of American Indian people.
And
she goes, well, yeah, but you know, how do you teach that without taking the whiteness out of it?
What does that even mean?
So she's basically saying that, well, yeah, you know, we know the white people did that and everything, but we don't want to teach our kids that because that makes them feel that they're bad for being white. Why? No. You teach them that there were bad white people back then that did that, and we are now good white people that don't do this anymore.
But you also have to teach a kid. Okay, so the kid learns that, and the kid's going to be like, why the fuck is Andrew Jackson's bust in this park celebrated and revered?
So now it turns out that this pearl-clutching mom is, of course, a paid Republican strategist with a place called Majority Strategies.
Okay. A little think tank or spank tank. Nice.
But yeah, I'll find the clip for tomorrow. But she's just like, oh, they taught him that Andrew Jackson killed people.
No.
And Alex Wagner is like, he did.
He did.
And she goes, well, yeah, but.
But.
How do you teach that and take the whiteness out of it?
Right. And I love that there's somebody on Fox said, we're going to fact check that thing on Christopher Columbus about him killing.
Well, yeah, we're not sure about, you know.
Go fact check it.
Well, she wasn't talking about Christopher Columbus killing people. She was talking about the parent who complained about being taught that Christopher Columbus. I hope.
God, well, it's Fox, right?
Yeah, I mean.
I think they said, I heard that and I thought they meant they were going to fact check.
Oh, well, maybe. We got to get out of here quick. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow at the usual time. Crabdiving.com/Amazon to help us out. See what's going on with Ryan. Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, buddy. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Viva la resistance.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.